bringing attention to the posture. Noticing the contact points, the feet at the floor, bottom at the chair, hands at the lap, letting the torso be nicely upright and dignified. You might find it helpful to roll your shoulders a couple of times, up, back, and down, opening. Up, back, and down one last time, bringing those shoulder blades nicely flat to the back. And opening through the chest and the heart region. Softening down through the hands. Softening those shoulders. So sitting upright and dignified, but not stiff. And letting the head be nicely balanced on the neck. And the eyes are soft and downwards, whether they're open or closed, your preference. With intentions to be curious, to be kindly, opening to the felt sense of sitting here. Feeling the breath, wherever it's easy to feel it. Feeling breath in the whole body. Releasing any unnecessary tension with each exhale. And now let's release the breath and come into the body as we engage in a body scan. Opening to a felt sense of the feet at the floor, feeling the soles of the feet and the toes just as they are, nothing to fix or change. Opening to whatever sensations you may find here. Sense of pressure or pulsation. Moisture, warmth, coolness. Without judgment, with interest. Bear attention to what's here as it is. Feeling now the tops of the feet, both left and right. Toenails even, and the spaces between the toes. Possibly breathing into the feet, in and out of the feet, a sense of the breath coursing down through the body, through the legs, all the way down to the feet, and out again. Not to fix or change anything, but rather to deepen the awareness into the feet. Working with this breathing into instruction as it makes sense to you, letting it go if it's a practice that just doesn't fit for you. That's fine. And then releasing the feet on the exhale, let's draw our awareness into the ankles, shins, and calves. And then moving into the knees, deep inside the knee joints and the outer surfaces. Yoking the mind with the body as a way to bring ourselves into the present moment. Possibly breathing in and out of the knees. And letting them go on the exhale as we come into the thighs, the whole length of the thighs, the bones, the muscles, the skin, all the way into the hip joints. Taking good care of wandering mind, that monkey mind, here, there, and everywhere, but where we intend. It's not a mistake, it's just a human mind doing its thing, being kindly towards it. We can't control it, we can redirect it. So gently noticing its wanderings, and then coming right back to wherever we're at in the scan. Breathing in and out of the upper legs, the thighs. Letting that sense of the breathing into extend all the way down to the toes. Feeling the lower extremities as a whole. Opening to sensations that are pleasant. Sensations that are unpleasant. Sensations that are neutral. Feeling the changing nature, the impermanence of all of these sensations. taking none of them personally. It's all conditioned by a whole universe of conditions and causes, most of which are not under our control. Can we open to our experience with interest, with kindness, with compassion even? Releasing now the lower extremities and shifting our awareness now into the upper extremities. Let's feel the fingertips and thumbs. All the fingers and thumbs. Tremendous amount of sensory input here as in the feet. So much we can feel here. Can really ground our mindfulness. Pulsations, the vibrations, the tingling, warmth, moisture, coolness. Feeling too the palms of the hands. Perhaps even little creases. Gently bringing the attention back when it wanders. Feeling the backs of the hands. Perhaps a sense of the bones, the knuckles, the skin. Breathing in and out of the hands, feeling them more deeply. Noticing how the attitude is. How's the attitude? Is there curiosity? Is there kindness? Is there possibly a wanting, an aversion? How's the attitude? Sometimes just asking that question allows us to reestablish once again a sense of interest and friendliness and let go of any wanting or any aversion. Releasing the hands from our awareness on the exhale, coming into the forearms. And into the elbows. And now the upper arms right into the shoulder joints. And breathing all the way down the upper extremities to the fingertips and back again, breathing in and out of them. Opening to whatever we may find here. And releasing them on the exhale as we now shift our attention into the pelvic region. Sense of the bottom on the chair, feeling of pressure, the buttocks. Sense of the genitals, the bladder, the hips, the bones of the pelvis. Detecting the breath, subtle sensation all the way down into the pelvic region. And then coming into the abdomen. Feeling the whole of the abdomen, the belly moving with the breath, and deep inside. And asking, how's the energy? How's the energy? Is there sleepiness very common at this time of day? Is there restlessness? Opening to whatever you may experience, letting it be known. It's not personal, it's conditioned. With restlessness, we can just let it be felt, feel the energy of it. If need be, we may stand. Similarly, with sleepiness, it's opposite. We might stand to just heighten the energy so that we can truly be here and be mindful. Letting the attention move through the belly to the back. Feeling the low back region, the tailbone, the buttocks, and into the lumbar spine, that low back region that's so often stiff and sore. Perhaps breathing in and out of this region. Opening to whatever may be a little unpleasant with friendliness. And care. Gently letting the awareness travel up the back, feeling the muscles, the bones, the ribs. The movements of the breath through the back. In towards the mid-back region. There may be hidden stress here. You can open to. Unpleasant sensations may set us up for getting lost in aversion judging, comparing, critiquing, pushing away. And so just noticing anything unpleasant, feeling it, noticing its changing nature. We all struggle with aches and pains in the body. It's human. Coming up into the shoulder blade region, feeling the breath here, noticing the movements of the shoulder blades. And right into those shoulder muscles at the top of the back. It can be so tight and fatigued with the stress of our lives. Feeling too into the back of the neck. And breathing into the back of the body from the nape of the neck all the way down to the tailbone. Opening to whatever you find here, letting it be as it is. And releasing that on the exhale, moving the awareness into the chest cavity, perhaps sensing the pulsations of the heart, the movements of the chest wall, the lungs with breathing. Again, checking in about the energy. Is there sleepiness? Is there restlessness? Responding kindly and skillfully. Perhaps by opening the eyes or standing. Feeling the breath all through the chest and heart region. And breathing all the way down to the pelvic region. And then releasing that on the exhale, coming into the front of the neck, the throat. Opening to what you may find here. Is there ease, a flow of the air, of the energy? Is there tightness? Recognizing and allowing any of our experiences as they are, and appreciating their changing nature. feeling the breath through the throat, through the front of the neck. And releasing it on the exhale. And breathing in and out of the face and head region, our last region to explore. And then noticing in particular the chin and along the length of the jaw, all the way up to the temples, the TMJ, a region that might be tight for you. If it is there any aversion, any resistance showing, controlling? Feeling the cheeks and the muscles of expression. Sensing the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. A great deal can be felt here. Noticing too the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. Sensing the eyes, the eyeballs and the eyelids. The muscles around and between the eyes, muscles that may be tense, especially if there's any wanting, any aversion. Any anxiety. And feeling to the forehead. Another region easily caught up in attitudes that may not be fully conducive to mindfulness. And letting the awareness sweep over the scalp, the crown of the head, the back, the sides. Sensing the ears. Aware of the sounds. And breathing in and out of the face and head region. And then letting that sense of the breath expand to go down the arms to the fingertips. Into the torso. And all the way down to the toes. So we have breath and body as a whole again. and just being with ourselves as we are. And in these last few moments, asking, how's the faith or the trust in the practice or in my capacity to engage this practice? Is there any struggle? Simply letting it be known if there's any doubt. Opening to it with interest and friendliness. It's not personal, it's conditioned, and it's coming and going. Feeling breath and body as a whole. And as we begin to finish up the practice, remembering your reasons for engaging in the practice and for being here as a group, opening with friendliness to those very good aspirations, and perhaps finishing off the practice by silently whispering them to yourselves as you do with a loving kindness practice. May I live from balance. May I heal through mindfulness. What are your aspirations? May I grow. May I care for myself. May I deepen in my understanding myself and this life. And then letting that be, and just feeling how it is now within this body, mind, heart to be here and to have done a somewhat lengthy practice. The healing time. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life, all the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin, my bones, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again. Where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. And may we all have this deep, sacred respect for all of our conditioned places.